Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Good evening. Today, I will be preaching on the topic, Will You Answer? And I'm going to go ahead and get into prayer before we start. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I ask that you would speak through me, Lord God. God, give us all ears to hear what you're saying, myself included, Lord God, that I would hear from you, Lord God. God, that you just move in this time. God, help us to apply this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, like I said, I'll be talking on Will You Answer? We did a devotional with some of the people from our church talking about hearing from God. And this week, I just began to just seek God and just listen to him and just obey his instruction. And a lot of times when we're listening to God and he's speaking to us, sometimes we get scared. Sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we back up and we shy away from what he's telling us to do because maybe we think, oh, this is out of the norm. It's not normal what he's asking me to do, or we're afraid to do what he wants us to do. And God wants us just to obey and listen. A lot of times he's testing us to see if we will really trust him, to lead us and guide us the right way to go. And the first scripture I'm going to go to is Genesis chapter 22, and we're going to start at verse 1. And this is when Abraham was tested. So we're going to go ahead and start there. So Genesis chapter 22, starting at verse 1, it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said to him, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up, loaded his donkey, took with him his servants and his son Isaac. When they had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, they set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw in the distance a place. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there and worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, and he placed Isaac on it. He himself started the fire, and he took the knife. As the two of them went together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father. And Abraham replied, yes, son. We have the fire and the wood here, said Isaac. But where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. The two of them went together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built the altar and arranged wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord cried out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on your boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket, he saw a ram. He caught it by its horns, and he went over and overtook it, and the ram he made a sacrifice for a burnt offering instead of his son. So in this, God told him to go and sacrifice his son. And us being in our flesh thinking, why would God tell him to sacrifice his son? A lot of times God tells us to do things and we don't understand why he's telling us to do that. We don't understand why or how this is going to happen, how it's going to play out. And because Abraham obeyed, because he didn't say, no, God, I'm not going to do that. But he said, okay, God. And he went all the way to the point of grabbing the knife, ready to slay his son, because he trusted God, because he believed God. God is telling us to do some things, and we don't understand why he's telling us to do these things, or we don't understand what the outcome is going to be. But God is trying to see if we will, if we trust him, trying to see if we will just obey his instruction. And so it made me think, because even Isaac said, okay, we got the wood, we got the fire, but where is the sacrifice? And he just questions his dad. He's like, where is the sacrifice? So there's going to be some people around you that's going to question, well, what are you going to do? Or how is this going to work? Or why are you doing that? You don't even have the money, but why are you going to tell them that it's paid in full? Or why are you doing this? Or why are you doing that? We may not have in our natural state, we may not have, it may not look like we have what we need. But with God, we have all things. And with God, we know that he is more than able to meet every need. So if God is telling us to go and do something, know that he's going to supply what we need to accomplish that what he set us out to do. We have to know that we have everything we need as long as we have God. And that he would give us the instruction, that he would give us the direction to be able to complete the task that he's given us. So because Abraham was obedient and he followed through with God's orders, he answered the call. Are you going to answer to what God has called you to do? You know, this week I was praying and I was just seeking God, and I was riding the bike and I was just praying and worshiping. And God said, when you get off this bike, I want you just to begin to text these ladies that I give you. And I said, okay, you want me to text them? What do you want me to text them? He said, I want you just to send a text prayer to them. And I said, God, I could just pray right now. Why do I have to text it to them? He said, just do it. And I said, okay. And I texted a few different ladies what God told me to tell them. And I went on, and some of them replied and said, thank you, amen. And the next day, one of the ladies texted me during the day, and she said, you know, thank you for praying for me. I said amen last night because I agreed with what you had prayed, and I didn't really understand it all, but I just said amen. And I went about my night, and she said, this morning things begin to happen. And I didn't know what was going on, and God reminded me of the prayer that you prayed. And so I went back to my phone, and I looked at it, and when I looked at the prayer that you prayed, peace began to come over me, because you reminded me that when I was going through different things, that God would step in and he would be with me. And so she began to just share with me what God had showed her. And she said, you know what? Thank you for being that vessel. Because if you hadn't have sent that to me, and if I wouldn't have looked back at that prayer, I wouldn't have known that God was with me in the situation. I wouldn't have the peace that I have right now. I would have just been losing it, or would have just been in a different state of mind if I had not received that text. So I thank you for being obedient. And sometimes we don't understand why God is telling us to do the different things that we got to do. But if we just obey and just say, okay, God, I'll do it. I don't know how. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know why I'm doing this. But God, I say yes. God, I'll obey. A lot of times we're looking for God to speak to us, and he's speaking to us. And because it's not some big thing, or because it's not something that we want to do, we always think that God's not really speaking to us, and we say, oh, this is just my flesh. This is just me. But we have to understand that God is speaking to us, but it's up to us to listen and obey to what he is saying to us. You know, God spoke to me years ago to go to this pastor and say some different things when me and Marquise were at a church event. And I just said what God told me to say to her. And We've seen her time after that, and she said, you know, you prayed for us, and you said what God told you to say. Want to know why I say that? Because God opened doors just like you, he used you to say. And I said, man, that was God. All I did was I was the vessel that God wanted to work through because I was obedient to do what he wanted me to do. A lot of times we want God to use us, but we're looking for God to use us in some big extravagant way because we want to be seen by everyone around us. But do you not know that even in the little things, maybe you just going to help someone, maybe you just praying for that person, God is using you. And as you're obedient, God begins to move. A lot of times we don't understand why God may have us do things. I shared with you before that a story of a young man who was just told to worship. He was standing at the bus stop and he was told to worship. And as he began to worship at the bus stop, no matter who's around, he began to worship. And as he began to worship, just different people looked at him. And when God told him to stop, he stopped. And the next day, he went to this church service. And he was at the church service and he heard this young man tell this testimony. The young man stood up. It was the pastor's son. And he said, you know what? I had been going through some things and I was ready to take my life. And I said, God, I need you to show me a sign that I need to continue to worship you, that I need to continue to live for you. And he said he was at the bus stop that day after he prayed that prayer. And he saw this man just worshiping God. No matter who was around, he was worshiping God because that's what he knew to do. And he said, that was the sign I needed, so I didn't take my life. If that man hadn't obeyed to worship God because God told him just to worship no matter where you are, it wouldn't have struck a spark in the other young man's life. It wouldn't have just lighted that fire in the other young man to know that, okay, I can continue to press on in God. I can continue to run this race. No matter how hard it is, no matter how dark it may seem, I can continue to press forward in God. We have to remember that no matter who's around, we should be worshiping and praising and living for an audience of one. And that is for God. No matter who's around, no matter what's happening, we have to continue to preach, to continue to teach, to continue to live our lives to please God. So I ask you again, will you answer the call? When God tells you to do things and you don't know what it looks like, we have to continue to answer the call God has put upon our lives. Going to Isaiah chapter 41, and we're going to start at verse 8. It says, but you, O Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, you are descendants of Abraham, my friend. I took from you the ends of the earth, and from its farther corners I called you. I said, you are my servant, I chosen. You who I have chosen you, and I have not rejected you. I have not rejected you. Someone needs to hear that today. I have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. A lot of times we get dismayed. A lot of times we get fearful. We get scared because we think, God, you really want to use little old me? Yes, he does want to use little old you. Because he has you, he's chosen you for a reason, for a purpose, for a time. He wants to use you. He used David in his young age because he was obedient, because he knew whose God he served, because he knew the God he served. You know the God you serve. Will you answer the call that God has spoken to you? Will you do what God has commanded you to do? Sometimes God speaks to us and we don't understand what he's telling us to do. You may not understand it, but are you going to be obedient to walk into what he's called you to do? To do what he's called you to do? You know, there's an old movie. I can't think of the title right now, but there's an old movie that I watched growing up, and I don't remember the other parts of the movie being good, but I remember this part. And the lady, she used to sing in different taverns and different things like that. And one day they were on the river. They decided to play their music out on the river. And as they're playing the music, she began to hear the music, and she couldn't even sing the song she was supposed to sing. And she would just felt compelled to go to the church because that's where the other music was coming from. So as she's walking to the church, she's hearing this song, and she begins to just sing the song because it's one she used to sing. Why? Because she was the pastor's daughter. And she used to sing this song time after time. And maybe it didn't connect with her back then, but that day it connected with her. And she began to sing this song, and the song simply says, maybe God is trying to tell you something. It says, I can't sleep at night and I wonder why. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Said, I cried not all night long. Maybe something has gone wrong. And it says, maybe God is trying to tell you something. You know, you have different issues and you have different things going on and you can't sleep. Have you ever stopped to wonder, God, are you trying to wake me up for a reason? Are you trying to get my attention for a reason? What is it that you want me to do? God, I'm here and I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want me to do. Not what I want to hear, not what I want to do, but God, I'm sitting, I'm waiting just to hear from you. Because maybe God is trying to tell you something in the situation you're going through right now, where you keep getting frustrated or nothing seems to be going your way. Maybe God is trying to get your attention. And are you going to answer the call he's giving you? Are you going to say, okay, God, I'll obey. Okay, God, I'll do what it is that you want me to do. You know, I keep hearing people say in this time that we're dealing with, in this pandemic, that there's time for us to be quiet and be still and hear God's voice. And yes, that's true. While we're sitting and we're waiting to hear God's voice, are you opening your ears to really hear what he wants to say to you? Not just what you want to hear. Because a lot of times God needs to speak to us and we have selective hearing because we only want to hear what he wants to tell us. Oh, I'm going to bless you. Oh, I'm going to do it this way. Oh, it's going to happen like this. But maybe he's just telling you, just be still. Know that I'm God. Know that I'm in the situation with you. Know that I've got you in the midst of all of this. Maybe he's telling you, just keep pressing in. Just hold on a little bit longer. Maybe he's telling you, I love you. Maybe he's just speaking to you and he wants you in the midst of everything that you have going on. He wants you to be a light to someone else. He wants you to encourage someone else. He wants you to just be that vessel for him to use to reach someone else. We may not hear what we want to hear, but we need to listen and be open to answer the call that he's given us, to hear what he wants to tell us. Because a lot of times we select our children, sometimes they have selective hearing. They heard you say, you can have it. But yeah, you can have it if you do this first. And we just hear, oh, I could have it. And that's with us. Sometimes we hear God say yes, and he says yes. I'm going to do it for you, but you must endure a little bit longer, or you must wait. That right there is a bad word that we don't like to hear, is wait. My son, who is almost 3, when we say you have to wait, he gets mad. He gets frustrated because he doesn't like to wait. And that's us. We don't want to wait, but the Bible tells us not to be anxious for anything. We need to wait on God. We need to adapt to that message, I will wait for you. I'm waiting until you say go. God taught me that when I was at my old job. I kept applying and kept trying to go somewhere else, and God didn't say it was time to go. I had to wait for him. And I had to wait. And I had to wait. And finally, I listened. Finally, I really heard him. He said, if you wait, I'll open the door and I'll make it plain for you. I'll make it a good, easy transition. And when I waited and when he opened the door, it was a smooth, easy transition. But I had to wait. Another story that comes to mind is God will tell us to do things that we always, to us in the natural, it doesn't make any sense. So there was a young girl, and she was newly saved, and she loved to read books. And so she began to read these different books by Christian authors. And as she began to read the different books by the Christian authors, she would read during her breaks. And one day God said, just leave that book right there on your desk. Just leave it there. And as she left that book there, I came along and I saw that book. And by seeing that book, I was like, oh, that's a Christian artist. That's a Christian author. And let me ask her what that book's about. See if she understands that that's from a Christian author. And so as we begin to connect and we begin to talk, it just began to spark something in me to have that boldness, no matter who's around, no matter what's going on, to continue to have that boldness. And she didn't understand why God told her just to leave your book on her desk. But I thank God that she did, because by her leaving her book on her desk, it helped develop a good friendship. A good friendship like never before. It helped strengthen her in her walk as she was a baby Christian in Christ. It helped strengthen her and open her eyes to so many different things. And it helped spark a fire within me like never before. Because sometimes us going through our walks, sometimes we get down. Sometimes we get a little discouraged, and God will send someone to quicken us, send someone to spark a new flame within us. And so I want to ask you again, will you answer the call? When God calls you to do something out of the ordinary, when God calls you to do something that is not common, will you answer that call? Will you say yes to him? We have to be willing to answer that call. We have to be willing to listen. The last story I'm going to share with you, one I shared before, but it's so powerful. Because the young man was on the train, and God kept telling him, stand up and begin to speak my word. And so he stood up and he began to speak the word of God. And an old man told him, sit down. God isn't talking to you. And so him being ashamed, he sat down, but he kept hearing God speak to him. So he got up again and he began to speak, and a little bit younger man stood up with his boy and said, you know what? I got a weapon. I can take you out right now. And his son stopped him and said, Dad, don't do it. He's speaking what God wants him to speak. And the father began to fall on his face and cry. And the young man looked at him and said, why are you crying? What's wrong? And he said, you know what? My son was mute. He never spoke until this day. Do you understand that the boy was not able to talk? And because that young man stood up and began to be a voice and began to be a vessel that God could work through, it opened his mouth. Are you going to be a vessel that God can work through? Are you going to answer the call when he tells you to do something out of the ordinary, when you're at the grocery store, when you're at home, when you're driving down the street, wherever you may be? God may tell you to text someone and just pray for them. Maybe God is telling you to reach out to someone you haven't talked to in a long time and just begin to build. Just begin to pour into their life. Begin to just let them know that God loves them. Are you going to answer the call? Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time, God. God, we ask that you touch all of us, Lord God. God, help us to answer the call you have spoken over us, Lord God. Help us to say, yes, I'll obey, I'll submit, I'll do your will. I trust you, God. God, when you're telling us to do something out of the ordinary, something that doesn't seem common, Lord God, God, help us just to say, yes, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. God, I'll be your vessel. God, that would be our prayer today. I'll be your vessel. God, help us just to be used by you, to humble ourselves and say, God, not my will, but your will be done. God, we ask that you help us to have ears to hear what you're saying and really answer what you want us to do, Lord God. Help us just to hear from you and do your will and obey. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.